welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. Lucky episode 13, right?
Yeah, 13.
Oh my gosh.
Already.
I am your host, Jody Sweeten, along with...
Celia Behar, not Celia Behar. As
whatever.
Was said today, that's, but you can
I'm,
call me that.
I'm only going to call you Celia from okay. now on. But we have a very special episode today because mm-hmm. we have the fantastic ladies of Good Moms, Bad Choices with us. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves and give us your parenting stats, meaning how old your kids are and how many you have.
Okay. What's up? I'm Erica. I have a four-year-old daughter named Irie. And I'm a single parent, and I smoke weed.
Me too.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I'm Mila. I also have a four-year-old, Luna.
Yep,
me
I
and,
have a Luna too.
Me and Celia both have, both have Luna.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Los Angeles native, and yes, I also smoke weed.
Oh, yeah, I'm from Los Angeles. Well, I just was having this argument with someone because I'm – from the Valley, and people always like to argue with me about whether I'm from Los Angeles or not. It's normally people that are like from like mid-city and like past that area. They're like, you're not from LA.
See, I technically grew up, like, was from Orange County, but like right next to Long Beach, and I spent so much of my childhood in LA. I say I'm from LA, but my boyfriend gives me shit about
it's
it.
So annoying.
So he grew up on the west side.
Well, I'm proudly a Valley girl. Okay?
We're Valley girls.
I'm still claiming LA, damn it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm from Connecticut. So
okay.
You already had your bonding moment with them, okay? I get one too.
Okay.
Represent for Connecticut.
Yeah. No, I'd rather not. It'd be great. If I couldn't represent for Connecticut, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, no offense to Connecticut, but I don't know that I'm the best representative of Connecticut. You know.
I wouldn't peg you for a Connecticutian? Someone from Connecticut.
Connecticut.
That would be
oh,
it.
Yeah. Rachel just, I was like, cut that out.
No, that's staying in.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. Well, my parenting stats, we kind of just talked about this, but I have Harper, who is almost 13. And my daughter is Luna. We call her Lulu. And she is almost 8.
Yeah, and I have Beatrix, who is almost 9, and Zoe, who is 11. Yes, so those fun middle school years.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Do they still love you right now? Is that still a thing for you?
It depends. It depends on who you ask and what device they either do or do not have. So, like, you know, usually upon just taking the phone or the iPad away, I am the world's worst person. And don't you understand that you have ruined everything in the game that I was playing and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it goes back and forth. My 11-year-old's, she's not terrible yet, though.
I feel like as you get old, like as kids get older, the length of the anger, how long it lasts is like how you know like they're getting older. Because my daughter, like, she was so mad at me yesterday because I took away her water gun because she threw it at me.
Right.
And she,
that's mean.
Yeah, she's
God, you're terrible.
I know. No, I thought you were talking about her. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it was really mean.
Of course.
Right. And she was mad at me for about, I don't know, 30 seconds. And I was like, I love you. And she's like, I love you. And I was like, this is crazy.
I'm
like,
oh, wait, that
you're
does
actually
not
crazy.
Mine will walk away and like the whole afternoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
so that's
what. Oh, like a whole
of.
Afternoon.
Then I'm like, wait, you're actually really mad,
right? Like,
yeah.
Still?
There's one of my older one has a grudge against me for like 3 years now. Like, yeah. I mean, she's held on to stuff, and they both more fight now about which one of them I love more.
Right.
That's like their big argument with me. Like, you love me.
My younger one hisses when she's angry.
Yeah, she does.
Oh my god, me too.
And I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah. Yes. She will turn around and straight up hiss at you.
Yeah.
And it catches you like by surprise every time. You're like,
what? How do you respond to that? Like,
hiss back at her.
I do. Sometimes
bark.
I hiss back at her.
No, you just bark.
Like, bark, right?
Bark.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah. And just scare the crap out of her. You know, most of the time I'm so like, what? Because it's like as she's walking out of her room, like, hey, go brush your teeth. You know, it gives you the angry look, walks out, and then just turns around and goes,
but aren't there certain things your kids do and you're like, oh my god, is it just animalistic? Should I be worried?
I'm worried about everything my kids do.
Does this mean something's wrong? Sometimes then I'll just be like,
crazy
don't
faces. Don't make that face.
I'm
don't
like,
do that.
What is this mean?
I wonder when they're doing things, I'm like, oh, is that from me? Like, do I look like that when they're yelling at each other and stuff like that? Like, I'm like, oh, that's my, it's more that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if they come up with stuff on their own, I'm kind of fine. But it's like when the older one, you know, turns to the younger one and she's like, oh my God, and like screams at her. I'm like, oh, that sounds like me.
I do that. Before. Cool. Right. Actually, I did that 30 seconds ago.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's my own fault, but whatever. Do we want to say our never thought?
Yeah, our never thought. Go for it, Seal.
Well, we were trying to come up with a good one because there's really no way to encompass it, I guess. But I know that I had to say to my daughter a couple times over the past 5 years of living here. But certainly after what went down with Michael Brown, my daughter came home from school and asked me, Mommy, do police officers treat everybody equally? And I had to say, you know what? They don't. And race is an issue. And I actually never thought I would have to talk about that with my kids in this day and age. I just thought that wasn't going to be a thing. And then to see everything that's happened in the last 2 years, you know, it's not just been even about race, but about your religion and everything else that's come out. And so, you know, we were interested, obviously, about, you know, how you guys are dealing with that, because our experiences as, you know, white women are clearly going to be different than yours are. And I would love to say, although my Alabama great granddad-in-law, that's a thing.
Granddad-in-law.
Yeah. He used to like to tell me.
Great granddad-in-law.
Wait, I'm like, wait.
This is worse than like some twice removed shit.
But he used to, he'd like to tell blood, me anytime in Alabama, he'd be like, to let me know I wasn't really white. Like, he liked to say that. Like, honey, I like you a lot, but you ain't really white.
And I'm like, I'm from Connecticut. Okay.
I'm as white as they get.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart lives there. It's like by proxy.
Yeah. It is just.
Right? I get whiter just by
people land. Right. Yeah.
White people.
It really is.
It is. Yep.
So anyway, that's our never thought I'd say this.
To just say something that I never thought I'd have to say, which is and relates to this, is mommy likes white people.
I saw you post that. saw you post that.
Yeah. Never thought I'd have to say that out loud.
I saw that when you posted. I thought that was fascinating. She you heard her say something about it, right?
That's what it was. So she said it to someone that mommy doesn't like white people. And
you know, I don't always either. So I mean, I'm not gonna say that's all entirely wrong, but
I don't want my child thinking that. I think because we are in a very racially charged time right now, there's always something going on. Social media makes everything so accessible, you know, and that, you know, I'm constantly talking about it. And I think me and Jamila really are always talking about it. I'm just always talking about it. And I think, you know, her hearing that, instead of, I think that's where she gets it from, is that she hears me say, like, oh my God, that's some white people shit. Like, we don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Or like, what the fuck? How, like, why is it this? Why can they do this, but we can't do the same thing?
Wait, give an example. Because I think that's actually a good point, that there are things that I mean, I don't think that everyone thinks about that. Like, what can white people get away with that? You know.
Well, sometimes it's really dumb and stupid.
Okay,
it's
like, no, that's
it's
okay.
Like, why are white people's houses always so fucking cold? Like, that's some white people shit. I'm always
mine's
freezing.
Not,
I'm
mine's
like,
not. No, I
no,
have
this
the
actually
on.
Is great. I actually feel really like,
no.
Comfortable.
I have it like cranked up. Like, if but you like, come in the wintertime, you it's yeah,
but it
brings
could be as
shorts.
Funny and stupid as that to like something but, else, which is why I think she creates this like broad opinion about my views on white people, which. I'm Irish. Also, I have white in me. And my grandfather was a white man. Or
your ex-great-great-grandfather.
My actual grandfather, he was Irish and Portuguese, which, you know, is, you know, Irish. And then you're also brown. But he navigated through life as a white man. Mm-hmm. You know, no one ever questioned if he was white or not. Mm-hmm. Or are you Portuguese? No. And so I have to tell her that, too. Like, no, baby. I had someone. She said that. Thankfully, I mean, for me, like, she said it to another black person. I was actually, like, thankful because I was kind of mortified that she said that.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God, if she said this to a white person, like, how would I explain this? Like, oh, my God, it's so awkward. And I just had to be like, no, like, I love all people. Like,
right.
I love white people. I love black people. I love brown people. I love yellow people. I don't really like orange people because Donald Trump is orange.
Right.
But, like, if you got a self-tanner and you're orange, like, I'll fuck with you, too.
Right.
But, yeah, having to explain that to her, and it stuck with her because she said it. She has said it a few times. But yeah, that's something I never thought I'd have to say. But it's hard to not talk about it. And now that I have a child and she's a woman or a girl, a baby. God, she's not a woman.
She'll be a woman.
I just want to arm her with things where she just understands and she's not naive. We had an episode a few weeks ago or last week or 2 weeks ago that where I said, like, I don't want her to adopt my opinions. I want her to come to her own conclusions, you know? Right. But I also have to educate her in a way that she's not stupid and not naive.
Celia.
What?
What are you doing? Look at me.
Why?
Why are you? You're on your phone.
I know, but that's because I'm playing a game. You would like it.
What is it?
Oh my gosh. It's Best Fiends. Have you heard about that?
I have not.
It's so much fun. I've been playing it whenever I am like waiting for the kids to come out of class or, you know, commercial breaks or whatever. It's just really engaging.
Are you hiding in the bathroom playing it?
Maybe a little bit. Don't tell anybody. I just want to, like, you know, they want to play it, but it's for me. It's actually more of a game for adults. It engages your brain, and it's got these awesome visuals and this gripping story, and it's honestly really, really fun.
Is it like puzzles?
It's puzzles, and it's focused on character collection. Like, so you get little characters, and then there's fun little puzzles in the game, and it's just...
I love puzzles.
Oh, we talk about that all the time. It's just, you know, it's challenging, and you know what? Sometimes I need something to make my brain, like, work better as opposed to what's for dinner tonight, and that's totally a game. And anyone can play it, but honestly, like I said, it's made for adults, so it's a lot of fun.
Right.
And you can... spend as much time or as little time on the game as you want. You can take breaks all the time, which, you know, I don't want to take a break, but I do. honestly, I found that I can't put it down, and not because, you know, in a bad way. Like, I love it. I just want to keep playing, and it's really relaxing, which is another thing. You know, moms need ways to relax.
Oh, yeah. It's like that nice hour when the kids are asleep. You've got some time to just sit on your phone, and no one's asking you what you're doing.
Exactly.
Who you're texting. They're not in your business. It's just, it's mom time.
It's amazing. And it has 100 million downloads globally.
Woo.
Yeah. I mean, that I'm not crazy. This is a really fun game to play. And honestly, like, why wouldn't you want to? Another way I like to play it, on a plane. Really good for traveling.
Yes. Yep.
Super fun. So I'm collecting all of my characters in this game, which is really, like, cute. And they're all adorable. And then you can, like, give them extra skills with every level that you go up. Yeah, I don't even tell you what the level I'm at because I'm going to beat my own level. So I'm not going to jinx myself.
Okay.
So this is such a fun game. I recommend it to everyone. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. 5-star rated mobile puzzle game on Apple App Store and Google Play. Download free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. And that's Friends without the R. So it's Best Fiends.
F-I-E-N-D-S.
That is correct. Thank you for spelling that so that I didn't have to. I appreciate it. And right now I'm going to go back and play some more.
All right. I'll let you get back to your phone.
Okay. Thank you.
And then I'm going to get it too so that we can sit and play together.
Oh, that would be fun. Let's do it. I'll beat you.
We just discussed this recently. I mean, we do talk about race, like, kind of often on our show.
Well, I think now more so than ever. I mean, it's a topic of conversation. It's that wasn't, and, I don't think, for a while, at least not in...
Well, I mean, I think so this
as
is...
As many...
It's been, it's like a taboo thing,
right,
I think.
To discuss it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think more people are becoming more comfortable as they are with a lot of things in general. But same, like, are we... It's kind of ironic because, like, Erica and I grew up in the Valley. So, realistically, like, I'm sure you didn't have more than 5 people at any school you ever... Any 5 black people at more than any school you ever went to.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Like, all my closest friends, all my childhood friends are not black. So, like, it really... I would like to say it wasn't a thing for us growing up, but then there's still things that there were different and things that you remember because, and even though it's not a thing and it, like, now you're an adult and you're more conscious of it, the crazy part is I was asking her, like, do you think we talk about it too much? Like, are we planting seeds in our children's heads? Because obviously we love people. But I think the crazy part is that other races don't realize is it's such a constant thing that happens. Something happens on the news. Wow, this is appalling. Wow, this is happening. Oh, this was my personal experience today. It's almost you can't avoid it. There's no way to not discuss it, even in daily conversations with each other, even in conversations with other people, like amongst adults and family settings. Like, culturally, it's something. It's an unavoidable conversation because things come up.
Right. Well, I mean, there was an incident when my younger daughter was in second grade that there was this little boy who was going around and calling some of the other kids a really offensive racial epithet. Mm-hmm. And my younger daughter was like, I know that's an awful word. She's like, but I don't, like, why would he say that? Why
what was would it? He, was what, it like the N-word?
It was the N-word, yeah.
Because he heard it at home.
But, and he was like, but my daughter, remember the conversation was, she said, why would somebody saying that they're black be a bad thing? Right. Like, she didn't, you know what I mean?
She didn't understand.
She didn't understand, like, why a kid would even.
But she knew what the N-word meant.
That it pertained to black people, that it was a really offensive word. And she was like, but she said, I don't know why you would think that it's an insult to call somebody. Like, she knew that the word was not appropriate, but she didn't understand why you would even
point out that they're black.
Point out that and he was calling it to, like, everyone. So she was like, I don't. Why would you say that? Why would that be a bad thing? If somebody was black, why would you use a mean word and why would you that be a bad thing?
Right.
And I remember having, like, in that moment, my heart broke because that was the moment when I went, like, she up until this point really didn't have any concept or grasp that that is how the world operates.
Right.
And it was like, oh.
It's that, but it's also an opportunity. And it's right. like, mm-hmm. it's actually like, it's almost like when things come up with my kid, even when she thinks I don't like white people, I almost like it's almost like exciting for me in ways because it's an opportunity for me to guide her and shape something.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep.
In a beautiful way, you know. And it's like, and it's also a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Well, like, and I will say I'm super proud. I mean, my girls, like, I've taken them to women's marches and the March for Our Lives and the, like, they're a little, you know, they're.
But I get it. It's good, like, it's almost like, it's like a little bit of that, like, purity within them.
That's chipped away. Like, oh, all of the things I know to be shitty about the world, like,
are starting to jade her.
You don't even know that.
This is when the jaded thing starts. Right. This is like the beginning of jadedness. Right.
When I was in second grade, so in Westport is very, very white. That's where I grew up in Connecticut. And we used to have kids bust into school that were black because there were no black kids in that town. And there was only three Jewish families. And I was one of them. And I, in second grade, a person came up to me and called me a kike. And I had no idea what that meant, me and my Israel at the time. It was obnoxious, but I didn't know what it meant. So I came home and was like, told my mom, you know, I was like, oh yeah, that kid, Craig called me a kike. No. Like, what's that? And my mom was like, whoa, you know? And I said, oh, it doesn't, whatever it was, it doesn't matter, we're friends. And she was like, yeah, you're not going to that kid's house again because that's coming from his parents. And
right,
she knew
right.
it. And that was like the first time that I realized, you know, that being Jewish made me sort of different. But then by the time I got to, because I have a master's in therapy and I'm a counselor. And when I was going through my degree, I took multicultural counseling and we were talking about, you know, being, you know, Jewish and what makes people different and all the different cultures. And this, my classmate and I were talking and he's black. And I said something like, oh yeah, you know, I get it because I, you know, experienced discrimination and stuff. So in Jews and blacks, not that different. And he was like, yeah, they are. And you got to watch yourself. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, you can walk outside and you can say that you're Greek, you're Spanish, you're Italian. Like, no one would know. If you wanted to pass as white, you could. He's like, I don't get that choice. And it was the first time, and that was in my 30s, that I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. I grew up thinking I'm not privileged and then was like, nope, I am. Mm-hmm. And so when you say, like, it's a conversation all the time that you guys have, and that's where I think there's like a divide when people are like, all lives matter. No shit, all lives matter. That's not the fucking point. We're saying that some lives are treated like they don't matter as much and they don't get it. Mm-hmm. And that's very frustrating, I find.
Yeah, I think.
So I can't imagine what it's like for
you. I think that distinction, though, is so important. Like, because I find that, and not to lessen any sort of, you know, struggle, discrimination that right. has happened sure. in the Jewish community. I mean, it's very, there are definitely parallels yeah. for sure. But it's true. Like, your son, you have a son, right?
I have two daughters.
Two daughters. Okay, mm-hmm. well, if you had a son, and I say son because Black men are the most feared people in the world.
Yeah.
It's different. He's going to have a different experience if, right. like, he can navigate through life as a Jewish boy.
Right. Take off your kippah. But right.
this dark-skinned Black man is always going to be dark-skinned. Yep. He can speak Spanish. Right. He's still Black.
Of course.
He can speak French. Yeah. He can speak right. Chinese. He's Black. Yep. You know, because right. that's what you see. And it's those are the type of things, like, you just can't ignore. You can't argue. And, like, I don't have a son. I think about that, too, because the things I share with my daughter would be different than I would share with my son. Like, I'm going to arm my daughter with things, too. But my son, it's almost even – it's scarier. It's scarier for boys. Yeah,
I would think so.
Yeah, it is scarier. But it's scary, period.
No, it's scary, period, for sure.
But, yeah, definitely there would be conversations that would probably be had way differently with boys, with sons, than with daughters. But I think there's different conversations that we have with daughters, and it's just like not even like people forget like systematically racism in America because of slavery. Like it's happened right here on the soil. Yep, we've right. systematically been trained and taught to think certain, associate certain things with certain people. And like we talked about once on our show about like buying our daughters like Frozen dolls or like dolls right. that don't look like them. And it's something, so for daughters, it's like, it may not even be someone at school is going around calling everybody the N-word, but like, you know, you open a magazine,
right.
What images do you see? You turn what's on the beautiful. TV, yeah. What, yeah, wait, what's our standard of beauty? Yeah. You don't see yourself. Like, you know, and like, you know, now things are more this or more that, and you know, people can argue that, but generally speaking, like the European standard of beauty is pretty
clear.
Pretty clear. And it rarely reflects, you know, images that look like
right.
our daughters.
Well, I mean, I could, it was hard to believe. Even this whole Ariel
thing. Like,
the whole, I was just going to bring that up.
Fucking Ariel.
Like a fucking Ariel. So a fucking irritating.
Goddamn Ariel.
I mean, I had to, that happened in our mom group. Somebody posted the picture of Ariel and was like, you know, this is so amazing. And right away, someone came on and was like, I'm not okay with it.
But who gives a fuck? Right. But I'm so glad that we asked you because we've all been waiting with bated fucking breath on what your opinion is.
Little mermaids, tell us.
Right. Like, and you're like, Ariel wasn't Black. I'm like, Ariel wasn't real.
First of all,
Ariel was half a fish.
She did at the end.
She does.
She does
that too.
She does.
She kills herself.
She kills herself.
Ariel kills herself.
What?
Yes. Okay, the Little Mermaid story is originally from Copenhagen.
This is getting dark.
It's very dark, as most fairy tales are. She comes out of the sea. She was from Copenhagen.
Yep.
And she winds up not being she falls in love with the prince. She's not able to have him. And so because she can't have him, she winds up killing herself right. and going back.
Which is once, some weak you guys woman see the musical Once on this Island? You know Once what? On this Island is based on that.
Right.
So yeah, if you had Caribbean version of that story is Once on this Island, which they just redid, and it's, you know, Black cast and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And she's Black. I don't understand. But then here's my other thing, and I think I said it in Mama's before I got really mad and deleted the post and kicked the person out because I was like, fuck you. But it was like, wait, so you'd no problem though with the Lion King when that animated wise was all white people being African.
Right.
But
right.
you're really mad about the Little right. Mermaid. And also, do you have a hobby?
Right. Like,
what the fuck?
I'm going to send you a gift card to Michael's and you can go find something to entertain yourself.
Yeah, like, please.
Right.
Do something else.
Yeah, go fucking knit a sweater, please.
Bitch, you're a little too involved in the Disney.
But I mean, it's so insane to me. Like, people get so hung up on. Like stupid shit. Well, right. There was a meme. Somebody was like, "Oh, if you're upset about the Little Mermaid, wait till you hear about Jesus." And I saw that one.
That's so good.
Thank you, sir.
I
saw that one.
Yeah,
but it's
good.
But it's a clear, like, not everyone feels this strongly about Little Mermaid and Jesus, but it's a clear indication. Like, people become really comfortable with seeing themselves a lot that they don't even realize.
Right.
Bitch, that's some dumbass shit to even give. you don't have shit to think about, do you?
Right.
Like, I have real things to consider. You know what I mean? Like, this, there's no one's life on the line about Little Fucking Mermaid.
Right. Well, I mean, I, like, because we grew up in an area where we didn't see us a lot. And also, like, there weren't dolls. Like, back, I mean, when I was a kid, there were some black Barbies. But nowhere near the amount that I'm able to collect for my daughter now.
Right. But shit, yeah. Sometimes even in Target I go and I'm like, oh, Target. Where
I know,
are we at?
But it's, I know.
Right. Target, you need to set the game up. I know,
but I mean, it's, I'm not saying it's perfect, but it's better. And I think also going to school with, you know, I just, for me, like, it was a thing for me. Like, I never felt comfortable in my body because my body, I always had a much more mature body. And I don't know if that's necessarily racial or not, but like, I just didn't, I had a big ass. I was like, I was juicier, you know? And like, you know, I just felt like I wanted to be skinny. I wanted to have long, straight hair. My hair never fit in my yearbook picture. It's a thing. And it really was like mortifying
Mine
for me.
Mine either. That, like, that's a Jufro.
And I wanted to blend in mm-hmm. in some way. I just didn't, and also I wanted to look like my mom. My mom is Mexican, you know? She doesn't look like me, really. I mean, I think as I get older, I look like her. But like, there's things about me that, like, I look at Irie and she idolizes me so much. And we have afros, even though our texture is different, but I have mm-hmm. a fro. She has a fro. My mom did not have a fro. I was just like, right. What's happening here? You know? So
I think now it's, we're realizing how important it is for little boys and little girls to see themselves represented. Yeah. Like, yeah. It was, I think it was something that, like, you know, minority communities always talked about and realized, like, we don't see ourselves. But now I think finally, like, on a broader scale, all of us are going like, oh my God, I can't, those of us that are trying to, you know, affect some changes, yeah. like I always think about it, I can't even imagine what it must be like to go into a store or go into something and go like, I don't see myself.
I also wonder, like, as parent, did you guys ever buy your kids other race dolls?
Always.
And I'm not judging. I'm really just like, I just really want to know because I think even like it starts with parents too, because you get so used to, you know, what you see too,
right.
that you end up buying your daughter like the cute blonde one or like the brown, like,
right.
And I just want, I like.
My girls always had, like, if they had,
I hate
they
dolls,
didn't,
though.
First of all, they didn't go through,
you don't
they have
strike
some
me as a
Barbies.
Doll girl.
No, creepy fuckers.
they have some Barbies, but they had like the Bratz dolls and Monster High and all that were like half.
They were cooler dolls.
But they always had, you know, a variety of.
Those Monster High,
like,
those are full on drag queen dolls.
Like,
I don't know
goths.
What's going on.
Well,
there.
That was, yeah, well,
they look
my,
like
my older daughter liked goth. She liked the goth stuff.
Yeah.
That was,
well,
she wanted
better.
To paint her room all black when she was like seven. So
when she was seven?
Yeah.
I love that.
Did you
yeah.
see that?
No, it was this one here. And I was like, you can do like a dark purple. And she still was like, it's too light for me.
Oh my God, you guys remember Daria?
Yes.
Oh my God. Actually, I bring it back.
I wanted to
I
be Daria.
I thought they were.
They're actually doing. Do you remember Daria's black friend?
Yep.
She has a spinoff.
What?
I know the girl who's writing it.
Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what was Daria's black friend's name?
I can't remember because she wasn't like a big part of the show, but it's big enough that she can create her own spinoff. Which
that's pretty awesome.
I thought it was pretty cool. It's more creative than like, okay, let's just recreate the same shit again.
I like the variation of like just types of women and different things. You could be dark. You could be light.
Yes.
Like even Luna went to get her nails done the other day with her aunt. And she had been saying for like 2 weeks she wanted black and white polka dot nails. So
right.
I was like, whatever, girl. So her aunt took her to this nail shop, and I somehow convinced her to get pink with white dots.
Right.
She was like, she wanted black, but I said no. And I was thinking, how dumb. Like, she's four. If she wants black, she knows what she wants.
Right.
As long as you know what you want, I'm with it.
Right.
Like, I like that, you know, like black and white. And she told me later, my daughter, my four-year-old, Titi said it was too dark. And I said, that's not true. It's a color.
Right.
You know, just like the goth, like,
right. My kids like, definitely like that stuff.
I banned Barbies from the get-go. I wouldn't let them have them for a long time. I also wouldn't let them watch any Disney princess movies for a really long time because I hated them. By the way, back
See,
to Little Mermaid.
My daughter's always like the villains.
Yeah, well, and
that was who they wanted to be. That which
me too.
Which is also concerning. But,
yeah, Luna does too. I'm like, are you a dark person? Do we need to talk about this?
Like,
yeah, and but then again, I'm like, I mean, I am too. I'm like, where do they get this? Yeah. As
like
I'm watching
you,
like
right.
true crime.
Yeah. Like, oh, this
my favorite
murder.
My
in
favorite
the car.
Murder. Right. Yeah.
Me too.
But no. But I do think that they see a lot. I mean, as much as you know, you know me, I was rail against how social media is shit. You know, I do think that they are seeing more representations of different body shapes and like body positive stuff. Like, we were all in the car driving the other day listening to Lizzo. And we're like saying something or whatever. And like they were so into it. And it was so great to hear them like chanting these body positive things. Yeah. And I was like, yes, like that's what we need more of. Fuck, I need to listen to it. I was like, yeah, I love myself. but it's true.
100%. But like, I'm a pussy. That bitch.
Okay, when B sits in the backseat, my little one who's like she's thumbnail tiny. Size, and she's like, I'm 100%. That bitch. I'm like, oh boy. Yeah. But she in that moment, she is 100% that bitch.
Yes.
And I'm like, get it. Go for it. Like, and I do think that there is a shift and a change coming, but it's going to be, you know, hard fought and
especially
and
slow.
It's moms,
Black Mermaids,
though. Yeah. You know? Well, but good. But it's moms. Right? We have to keep having these conversations.
It's so important. This is where it starts.
Yeah, moms. Right. I mean, because I think men aren't great about talking about it necessarily. And I think a lot
but
of
I
time.
But I think they're getting there.
They're getting there.
We're trying. And hopefully any of our dads out there that listen to this podcast. In. You're one of the few.
Yay. Thanks for hanging in
Bring more. Yeah. Bring more.
Tell them it's not all about boobies, periods, and vaginas.
It is.
Bring the zaddies.
Bring the zaddies. But, you know, I think the thing is that I notice all the time when, and online or whatever, it's that there are people that are so afraid to touch when you're white. Celia. Me. Please don't touch me. I don't like it. But they're very, it's like they don't know what they're supposed to say.
Yeah.
And, you know, how do I ask questions or what's okay? Like people are very scared of sounding racist when they're not. They just want to ask a question and then they'll PM me.
Say something inadvertently stupid.
But it's better if you do. I say stupid things all the time. I'll probably do it soon. But I do think it's better because it's like in my grad school class. If I hadn't said that to Oren, then he never would have had the chance to correct me. And then I'd still be walking around being like, my Jewish experience is the same as your Black experience. So it's not. Mm-hmm. So I said something dumb. I heard it. He was like, you're privileged. I got offended. I left school that night, thought about it, came back the next day and was like, you're right. And I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And then what do I do now? Mm-hmm. How do I help? What do I do? Mm-hmm. And he was like, talk about it and tell people and just keep a conversation going and ask questions. And so I think that's a good, like, you know, if I don't, cause I, people are afraid. Like my daughter said to me, she's like, what do I call someone of color? Like, do I say Black or of color? I was like, you can say Black. They know they're Black.
Like they've been made aware.
Trust me, they know.
I agree. Like you have to talk, you have to laugh, you have to make light of it. You have to ask dumb shit. You have to say dumb shit. I say dumb shit all the time to thousands of people. Right. And then I'm like, that was dumb. Right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that shit. You know, like that's a part of like correcting and you know, having the space to make a mistake and grow and then to go home and think about it and first get defensive and then say, oh shit.
Well,
Do you guys think that
we're in a place now where we're just sort of having these knee-jerk defensive reactions? And are we getting to that point?
I was going to say that a lot of people, though, are not capable of getting defensive and then getting undefensive.
Oh, I know.
You know, so that's where I think the disconnect comes. It's like egos get in the way and it's like... You know,
well, and also because if you get that defensive and you can't get undefensive, you've got some biases in you that you need to address.
Right.
You got some work to do.
You do.
Well, I just had this happen yesterday on social media and I asked someone a legitimate question. I was like, okay, what do you think, you know, X, Y, and Z actually is? I was like, I'm asking this in a non-snarky, like legitimate way because I feel like we're starting at very different base information. Mm-hmm. So he says it, and I was like, okay. So I had screenshotted factual information from a research, and I was like, here, and I screenshot it, and I tagged, and I did a whole explanation because I'm very thorough when I try and present facts to someone. I was like, okay, I understand why you would think that. Here are the things why it says this and whatever. And literally the person like just wrote back and was like, I don't care about your stupid facts. And I was like...
okay.
Literally said that, and I was like... I gave up. Yep. I was like, they're not my facts. I did not invent the facts, right. Although some people like to do that these days. I did not do that. This was purely just information I was presenting. Right. But people don't want to, they don't want to hear the facts. I don't want to hear your
Well, they don't
want
to hear the facts, but then also I have to say, I don't know what your argument was about. I have no clue.
It was about asylum seekers and what the actual things qualify for asylum.
Asylum, got it. Okay. I will say though, because I've gotten to, not lately, because I've kind of had to just bow out of like having arguments on Facebook about race.
Oh my God, in the comments?
Yeah, just bow out. But like people presenting facts about like the African American community and why, you know, we actually are the problem and why. and maybe there are facts, but they're not taking into account experience. And so that's why I understand.
Education.
That's what systematic racism is. Racism is not just this particular experience. It is the entire.
Like, black people are poor. Right. You need most food stamps.
This, like, not, do this, you like, know?
But why are we
right.
poor?
Right. I know that it's so
get over
much,
it. It was right. very long time ago. Like, not really.
Right. And yet, really, but that goes like, back to taking responsibility. Like right. that's the whole thing. It's like if you go that deep with people that have such ingrained biases in them, they can't. They're like, no. I'm not listening. Well, they can't take responsibility for that.
People want a reason to have hate. People need a reason to feel superior. People are sad on the inside and they weren't breastfed and their mother didn't hold them long enough. And everything in their life's work is to try and comfort that void in themselves. And so they're like, this is a good reason. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, like spewing hate. And that's really like, as mothers, I think what we were talking about earlier, that's the best part. We get to raise like one less asshole in the world, you know, like to love people and to embrace people and to have conversations. Because like that guy, you know, he's somewhere in the middle of America, like sad. And no one's ever going to be able to convince him differently because he wants a reason to hate other people. And if you want to hate other people, I can't help you from not wanting to hate.
No.
It's funny, speaking of, since we're on the topic of race, a friend of mine the other day came up to me, and I know him, and I met his girlfriend recently, and she's lovely. They seem like a great couple together. He's black. She's white. She's actually Eastern European from Russia, and their dynamic, I was like, they're perfect together. So he came up to me the other day and was like, oh, I'm at a crossroads with my girlfriend. I don't know what to do. I was like, what? What's going on? He's like, interracial dating. And I was like, huh. Mm. Something I've never experienced because I've never dated anyone white. And not because I don't want to. It just hasn't happened that way for me. Probably also annoyingly black. but
I don't date anyone just because I'm annoying. Right. So it's not even.
But yeah. she was like, she doesn't understand. Like, she wants me to just she wants me to just love everything and everyone and just push, like, not be affected by things and choose love. Like, she's very like
me.
Choose love right. type of person. Like, I don't see color type of person. And he was like, ugh. I want to be that person, but I just can't.
And a black man.
He's like, I understand. And like, part of me wants to be like, yes, like she's so right. Like, I can't let things affect me. I only have one life to live. Like, am I going to live my life like upset angry. About the injustices I can't do anything about? But on the other hand, like, I'm a black man. I experience these injustices. My brothers experience these injustices. I'm seeing them on social media all day. I'm like triggered daily. And I like didn't know what to say to him because I was just like, well, I mean, is there some way that you guys can communicate this with each other? Like, can you come together? I don't know if you guys have ever had this experience dating someone.
I mean, I feel like there's a way. I mean, I feel like there's a way to, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I lost my train of thought. God damn it.
Mom brain.
That was the worst. I had such a great point.
You'll remember. Just interrupt me. It'll be
because
fine.
Like,
I understand his perspective. And I really understand her perspective. And they are great together. I'm like, is this going to be the determining? This is it?
It might be.
I know what I was going to say.
She raised her hand. Just so you know.
So what I – oh, no, I lost it.
Oh, my God.
So
close.
Yeah, oh. You'll get there.
I really like haven't been dating very much for a while, but I was dating somebody last summer, and as Jody knows, I showed up at her house the next day and I was like, so I'm dumping him. Yeah. And she was like, why?
Yeah, and I was like, what happened?
I can't do it. And I just couldn't do it because he managed to keep it in for the 2 months we were dating, and then I bought myself a pair of Nikes that I'm wearing right now. And I was all excited about the fact that I bought
Air Force
Nikes.
Ones. Yes, they're Air Force Ones. They're so cute.
But I didn't, but I had not spent this much on shoes in forever. I bought them because of their campaign. I was so happy about it. I thought, I don't care if they make money over it. I don't give a shit. It still was.
You like some, them.
I like right. them. And I liked what they were standing for. And I just thought it was important. Which that
their
huge
commercial after the women's yes. Cup yesterday was amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. And I don't care that everyone's like, but they're making money off of it. Great. They're also starting conversations. Like, right. great. Right. Go for it. So I said it to this guy and he was like, you know what? I'm sorry, but as a white man, I am sick and tired of people telling me that I'm not allowed to have an opinion. And I was like,
oh no.
Motherfucker, nobody's saying that you can't. You're the only opinion.
Right.
You are, you the, are opinion. The opinion.
You have been the opinion for a long time.
Like, you've got to be kidding me.
My forefathers.
Right. He couldn't get it. And I was
like. What was the campaign? Because I
forgot.
Need
that was the one for after I need the Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
It was supporting Collins.
Oh, got it.
When everyone was burning their Nikes.
Basically, they endorsed him when they suspended. They let him go, right?
Yep.
And then he was like, some. Right.
When he took a knee and got suspended,
got it.
Made him there. The face of. And yeah, this guy like couldn't get it. And he was like, I worked for everything I've had. I came from nothing. I worked for everything. And there are black men in Beverly Hills who own these huge houses and blah, blah, blah. And I go, you know what?
What does that have to do with anything?
Right. And I said, why do I have to apologize for everything that I've earned on my own? And I said, here's what you're missing. I said, you're right. There are certainly black men in Beverly Hills who worked and got what they wanted, whatever. I said, here's the difference.
So, but my question is, like, why does one thing with that?
Like, well, nothing. He was saying,
damn,
that
those people who didn't want to have jobs and make money.
He didn't want to have to justify how he's white and he has privilege. Like, he's not privileged.
And a shitty job. That's what he didn't want to have to justify.
Well, he has a great job, but whatever. You know, he's a best-selling.
He's not living in Beverly Hills.
No, he's not. No,
obviously he has a best-selling.
How did the shoes spark this conversation?
Because he asked me why the Nikes were a big deal. Why was I so excited? I explained to him why. And he didn't get it. Ooh, and he was like,
he was right. He had to get some shit off his shoulder.
He was. Yeah. And he just went off. And I said, here's what you don't understand.
He's been burdened for so long.
He's such a, whatever. He was like, I said, this is what you don't understand. I said, you're right. There are black men that live in Beverly Hills and then there's you. But here's the difference.
And period.
Yeah, period. I said, if you were driving, if there are two of you were driving, a black man was driving his BMW and you're driving a BMW in Beverly Hills at 2 a.m, and you get pulled over, nothing's going to happen to you. You have a 0% chance of a cop shooting you for no fucking reason. And the black guy that lives in Beverly Hills has like, I don't know, I think it's a 79% chance of being shot for being in his own neighborhood in his own car. And that's the privilege right there that you're not seeing.
No, it's
and then
true.
I dumped him. That was that.
After dinner or before?
Oh, I made him buy me breakfast first. He was sleeping over.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's right. You came over and you were like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm like, did you at least? And you're like, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, I'm out. That was it.
But that's another way. Like, people sometimes think like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so is my man and he has those weird thoughts.
No.
But I'm not like that. Like, you... Yeah, like, I don't know.
I'm sorry, my values have to align or I'm not going on a date with you. I don't know how. I have friends that are like, I married a Republican, but I don't, just because he voted for Trump doesn't mean he's a bad person.
Yeah, he hates
still get along.
People.
No.
So are you saying that Kim and Kanye
are not going to work?
No, I'm super lucky. This time around, I have an awesome social worker
for
a boyfriend who's super... like active and all that stuff. Yes. So it's nice because I don't have to be like, oh, now I have to beat you over the head with a frying pan because you're dumb.
I know, because that's what essentially that's what it boils down to. I can't date you because you're dumb.
Yep.
Well, not even
and
it's
closed-minded.
Just, I guess,
you're not going to like, I'm going to go crazy trying to get you to understand human.
I think too, as parents and as moms, I think that's the biggest thing is I look at it now and I'm like, there's no way that I can afford to suffer fools anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? And like, that's just like in the world, you know what I mean? It's now more than ever. I think it's reliant upon us to like do something about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I didn't ask earlier. I mean, I know we're both single moms. Are you guys all married or single or in a relationship?
Yes, I have a boyfriend but he lives all the way in New York. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I'm divorced, and so also a single mom. And, you know, dating.
But
sucks.
I've been divorced a few times.
Tell me about it. I really don't do it.
Dating.
It's the whole thing. I don't have the patience for it. But I do feel like it's, you know, I like, at least in this country, what's going on with women. And I love that we, the four of us, can sit down and talk about, honestly, being, you know, single moms and being women and empowering our daughters. And I feel like the more we can do that and the more we can have open conversations, the better off we are.
So I hope if you're listening to this podcast, you too have an open and honest conversation. Yeah. Or just at least don't be an asshole on the internet.
If any of this conversation made you uncomfortable or made you cringe, go over to our podcast, Good Moms, Bad Choices, so you can really cringe.
Or ask us. I always feel like, I think white people feel like they don't know how to ask.
Yeah.
And they don't know. They want to be allies, but they don't know where to start. Just ask us. Yeah, we'll give you some advice. Because we have a lot of moms that are white too. And they've actually been like.
Because you don't hate white people.
But also that have that have black kids.
Yes.
They're like, how do I navigate this space?
And those conversations are super important.
With a son. Like how, what's appropriate and what's inappropriate.
Because like, for instance, your friend and his girl, like, I don't know what's going to happen with them. Hopefully they can work it out. But in the sense, like, what if they have kids? That's some shit that
she's gonna be All Lives Matter and he's gonna be like,
when she has kids and she sees her kids being treated different if they're a different color, that might be the moment where
sometimes
she's like,
but sometimes not, you know. But this is why these conversations are important to have. Like, they're you know, they're life changing.
Well, you have allies in us, so yes, please tag us whenever and tell us what we can do to help, because we always want to.
And
we'll try not to be complete dicks about it, but we can't make promises.
And teach me. I need to be taught too, because I don't want my mom. I need advice for my kid as they grow, but also, how do I make my kid not think I
hate white people?
People.
Just tell them you hate everybody. That's what I tell my kids.
I hate stupid people.
I love everyone. I don't actually like anyone.
I say I hate everybody and I hate them both the same.
Yes.
That's my concept.
Literally.
So there we are.
Speaking of craptastic parenting moments, Celia, craptastic parenting moment of the week.
Oh, I have one.
Oh, yes, you do. And I am very excited to hear it because you were telling me about it the other day and you couldn't reveal the story to me.
I couldn't reveal the story.
So I am on pins and needles waiting for this. Now, for those of you that don't know, our craptastic parenting moment of the week is where we bring in our stories of hopefully hilarious fuck ups and fails. They're funny to us, at least. So
in the aftermath of them.
Right. Yes.
In the moment, I'm always like, wow, I suck.
Right.
Yeah.
So Celia, please bless us with your craptastic parenting moment.
So my older daughter, Harper, who, by the way, was like, if you tell this story on the podcast, which is her new thing. And I'm like, I'm gonna. Just, you know, there's no way around that. She came home. I was looking at her. She walked into my office and I look at her and all of a sudden I just kind of look at the top of her head and I'm like, what the fuck happened to your head? And she goes, what do you mean? Yeah, she shaved her widow's peak.
What?
Off. Oh no!
What?
Yep. Shaved her widow's peak right off, right, and it's just coming in like little fur. So she looks like she's got a little vagina right on the top of her fucking head.
Why?
And my kid does this. What are you talking about? I don't know. I don't know what happened, Mom. I don't know what happened.
Oh,
I
that's go, so good.
Harper,
oh.
You fucking know what happened. What the fuck happened to your head? And she's like, no, I don't know. And I go, come here. And so she puts her head down and I like do this. I'm like, that is a razor. I said, you took a razor to your fucking head. And by the way, you're fucking stupid. And you look stupid. Like, I couldn't have been like, why didn't you do it? I was so angry at her for God even knows what reason. She's the one that looks like an asshole.
She's going to have.
Oh, it's going to come out.
It's going
like
to come out right
horn.
In the front with her curly hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. She put a little clip right there.
Yeah.
She could barely hair
Harper
down.
Harper has no idea
she's wearing
done.
A headband now. And I was like, I said, I can't. And it was, she got in trouble more for the lying. But I go, I'm going to text your dad. Because she just come back and she falls on her knees. And he's like, don't text daddy. Don't text daddy.
And you want to go, do you think he's not going to notice?
He did notice. I wrote him right away.
At the front part of your fucking forehead.
Right. It's shaved off. Shaved off. So
wait,
I go,
how wide is it? Is it like
her whole thing's off?
Oh my god!
She's got a really big.
No. But wait, like the whole, like ear to ear.
Just here. So it's like a little inches, triangle.
Like 4 inches. She used like a square razor. Like
she wait, how far back?
Oh, no.
About here.
Oh my god! That's like an inch and a half.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh my god, I thought it was just a little tiny bit. Oh my god, Harper, what have you done? Why didn't you call me? I would have told you.
Listen, she also apparently shaved her arms. So I was like,
oh.
Wait, how old is she, 12?
Yep, 12.
I remember doing that.
I remember.
This is how every eyebrow story starts.
Yeah, why is your eyebrow girl like that?
Well, this is one time.
See, in the seventh grade, yes.
Yeah, I shaved my eyebrows off.
So here's her whole reasoning behind it also, because I was like, what in the fuck made you do that? And I was like, and I said, you look stupid. I mean, I really was. I was like, you look fucking stupid. So that's my crap tip. I couldn't have been nice.
Zoe did it once, but just cut and same thing. I don't know what happened. Girl, you got chunks missing out of here. And I know what happened is the underneath part of her hair is really wavy and gets all tangled. And so she would cut chunks of it out.
Oh.
But I only learned this because I was braiding her hair, because I braid her hair before bedtime. And I was braiding it. And there's like these like 3-inch chunks just sticking out. I'm like, what is this? I don't know. I'm like, did you cut your hair?
No.
Yeah. Or then she did it right at the top here where her little cowlick is. She had
cut it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like that.
It was like little rooster feathers on the top of her head. Dumb.
Well, Harper's reasoning was that her dad's fiance said something to her about it. What was said is debatable in my mind on either side.
Did you shame my child?
Allegedly, I sort of doubt it, but I was like, okay, so you basically did it to like, get even with
she
her.
She literally cut off her hair to spider face.
Exactly.
What did she say? What it was alleged?
My daughter says that the fiance said that it looked ugly. I doubt it. I was told that she said, oh, your little curl here is cute. That seems closer.
Right.
And that Harper, you know, was like, me, instead, I didn't want to look cute to my dad's fiance, and went whoop and buzzed it off.
Well,
and
now she accomplished that. She solved that problem.
Yeah. And then I made fun of her yesterday at the pool. My friend Janie's here. And I was like, whatever. I think I actually called her vagina head. Like, I was like, because I'm a dick. And so, and we're outside with neighbors. So I was like, okay, cool, vagina head. Go get your thing. And she was like, you're so mean, Mom. I don't need to feel like I am simply
trying to build you up for what is going to happen in school.
Right. Yep. Oh, I agree.
Like, good luck coming back.
I mean, because now for those of you that don't know, which you probably do by now, Celia has long, dark, curly hair. Yep. And her daughter has basically the same hair.
Yep.
So it's gonna grow out straight up. Yeah.
Like a cockatoo. That's what she's gonna look like.
Poor baby.
Like a cockatoo.
Oh, a cockatoo.
See, do you have one this week,
or do I just
do you have a craptastic, or do I just win by default this week? I'll take it.
I think you win by default this week, because basically all of last week's episode was my craptastic parenting moment.
It was
just a long extended one.
You had the trifecta.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you guys have a craptastic
parenting moment of the week? A super fail that you'd like to share?
I mean, you hate white people, so we already know yours. Right. Congratulations. We're gonna make you a shirt that says that. Right. I don't know anything. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Do you have any, Mila?
Oh, I have an old one.
Do it.
Okay, go for it.
Bring it. I don't know, this one just came to me. So every summer, me and my daughter usually go to like New Jersey to visit some friends. And we have a friend, and she usually hosts like these marijuana parties. And they have like vendors there and blah, blah, blah. So my dad came, my grandma came. My grandma, right, smokes weed. So I kept telling my daughter, I'm like, you can't go to this party. It's a weed party. Like, you can't go to the weed party. So sorry, you're not going. And like, she was like outside for like 5 seconds of the party, but we were outside. So I took her back to the other house. So she gets back to like her dad's family, her dad's parents, and she's in the car with her grandma and her grandma's friend, and she's like, oh yeah, Nana, I went to a weed party in New Jersey.
In New Jersey? Oh.
every grandmother's
everybody was there. Papa, great grandma.
We were all just high.
Mama. Yeah, mama. So then the grandma calls me and is like, yeah, Luna told me she went to the weed party. I was like, oh my God. I was like, no, actually, she was just out front.
No, I left her on the porch, which also doesn't, like, there's, you're like, oh, that didn't sound like any better, actually. That's, yeah.
But so. Were you like, well, I made sure it was an edible. She didn't smoke any.
Highly right, yeah. It was highly ventilated outdoors.
Right.
Just for clarification, so like family services doesn't get called on me. She didn't go to the party.
Right. Yeah.
And because we're moms at Medicaid, we do, I mean, like my daughter, like she knows it's a flower. So we have a conversation. I mean, I haven't come to the conclusion if she should say weed. I don't know if like marijuana sounds better.
We say cannabis.
Cannabis. That's a good one. But at the end of the day, really doesn't fucking matter. It's a flower. And so,
Yeah, it's medicine. My kids know it's medicine. When I yell at them, they'll go find an edible cookie and walk up to me.
Like Mom, you need this. Mom.
Take your medicine.
They're like, and it's just a thing. But whatever. You got to educate them.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I don't have any craptastic moments this week. Although I didn't have the kids this weekend. That's probably why. Yeah. That makes it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, why didn't I know I should? And I'm like, oh, they weren't here. That's
well,
why.
I like to win by default. Yes. I have no problem with that. Me and my vagina head story.
Well, why don't you let people know where they can send their own hilarious stories of parenting fails. We love your fail mails, your comments, your pictures. Well, most of your pictures.
Yeah.
Well, no, of like, you know, terrible kid haircuts or really.
Ooh, that would be good.
Yeah, like awful things that have happened that are semi-funny to your children.
Yeah, especially if you're responsible for them.
Celia, hit us with the where they can find us.
On Instagram and Facebook, we are at Never Thought I'd Say This. And our email, if you'd like to email us, please, nice emails, not all hate mail, is at.
If you send one hate letter, you have to also balance it out with two really nice ones.
Do you get hate mail?
We haven't gotten any mail.
We will, though.
As of this recording, the podcast has not yet launched. It launches on Wednesday of this, of this podcast.
We're prepared.
This recording. Yeah.
You're not getting hate mail. Oh, we will get hate mail. But it's all right. It's at. Never thought I'd at pro. It's wait, no, sorry.
Oh, shut Jesus. Up.
Never thought I'd at protonmail.com. That's
ta-da,
what it is.
There Woo! You go. All right.
I'm a Girl Scout.
And let everybody know where they can find your podcast as well and where they can follow you on social media.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitch. Some episodes
Most
are on
platforms.
Stitcher. Working on Stitcher. But yeah, and you can find us at Good Moms Bad Choices. And you can find us on Instagram at goodmoms_badchoices.
And their Instagram is amazing, and I love your guys's like pictures of you two out in Vegas and like doing. I was
and
like,
in
oh,
New York.
Yeah, it was awesome.
There's equal parts of Good Moms and Bad Choices. Bad Choices.
Yeah, so there you go.
And they have awesome merch.
Yes,
awesome.
Yeah,
which we were gifted some today, and thank you guys for
Woo-hoo.
That.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about it.
All right, so until next week's lovely adventure, remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game
and not your kids.
Bye.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.